Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
My name's Brent Jackney, and I'm playing Duger Fuglehorn.
Hi, I'm Felicity Busso, and I play Marza Raneth.
I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runions.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musa, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin.
All right, guys. You have successfully made it onto the Filthy Dragon. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. There are hardly any clouds in the sky. You're just coasting along. See a couple dolphins. Maybe a whale.
Well, can you look at that whale? I've never seen something so big.
It's got a big blowhole.
And it's blowing water out of it. How cool!
Yes.
Captain, dolphins, it's going to be a good day.
Aye, it's going to be a glorious day.
As Blackbeard taps his peg three times on the deck of the ship, something that he's commonly known to do, that you, Duger, and you, Nugget, have seen quite often.
Dolphins? Do dolphins have a special meaning?
They're like a whale, but a bit smaller.
Aye.
Oh, okay. That was not as entertaining as I thought it was going to be.
Well, you can be entertaining, little missy. Come here.
No, thank you.
Your loss.
So Blackbeard starts stroking his beautiful beard as he looks out into the ocean.
So is this the first time you guys ever been on this ship? And you, elf, over there. Get to work! Quit standing about!
Sure, Captain.
Somebody show him the ropes. Hey, Jimbo!
Yep?
Why don't you show him what to do?
All right. Come with me.
All right, Jimbo.
So you see a very skinny, scrawny-looking elf. Not wood elf. He's someone from the deeper forest area that's more commonly known for its standard trade and actually communicates with the outsiders on a more regular basis and more common elf that you would see. Though, for whatever reason, he doesn't strike you as someone that can hold a conversation very well.
Jimbo?
Well, this right here is the mop, and this right here is the bucket, and you just grab the mop, you put it in the bucket, and then you take the mop out of the bucket, and then you just rub it against the deck. That's all you got to do. Here you go. And then Jimbo walks off.
Thanks, Jimbo.
So I sort of walk over there and kind of look over at him as he's swish, swish, swishing away. I was like, you know, I can make that a little easier for you if you like.
How's that?
Prestidigitation.
What did you just do?
I point my finger down and a little bit of magical etherealness happens. And the area that you were trying to clean that seemed a little bit dirtier than normal just turns nice and shiny and clean.
Thanks. That was an easy job. Now I'm going to have a shittier job to do.
Oh, looks like it's time for somebody to clean the outhouse. Hey, thanks, little missy. I got a job for you.
Wait a minute. I paid. They didn't. I wasn't supposed to work.
I don't remember telling you that part.
Yeah, I was going to just hang out in my cabin all night.
Oh, about that. There's only one cabin on this ship. And he gives you a wink.
Oh, no. Where am I going to go tinker?
Hey, dwarf! Time for you to earn your keep. I need to get rid of this disease. It's going to be a fun night tonight.
Oh, fuck. Again? What was it? Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm still hungover.
I told you, a little drink, not the whole damn ship. Do you know how expensive you are?
Not clearly enough.
Oh, man, priests, pain in the ass.
Okay, what was it? Was it a man? Was it a woman? Was it an elf, which is sort of like the same thing?
It was a hole.
You fucked a hole?
Aye.
I pipe in. Selena. No, Brooke. Chase? Redhead.
All of the above?
Well, it's always a redhead.
Yeah, redheads are nice.
All right, let me see it.
Except for the fire that it brings. Ah, he pulls down his trousers.
I run my hand through my scarlet red hair. I know they are.
He gives you a wink.
I reach up and try to hide my red hair.
He gives you a wink as well, Tippletoe. Oh, no.
All right, let me use medicine to see what the
make
fuck
a medicine
he
check.
Is fucked. Okay. 18.
Okay, you've definitely seen this before. It's some sort of bacterial infection, very common for the time.
Okay, you got two choices. I can... Ugh, shit, I need a drink. Okay, I can cure it, and it'll just come back the next time you fuck something, or I can prevent it from ever happening again.
Well, I want you to prevent it.
Okay, it's gonna hurt a little bit.
Hold on, whoa. What do you mean it's gonna hurt?
All right, I gotta, heat, let's see, heat metal. It's a very quick process. You're just gonna feel a little pinch, and then you're not gonna feel it again.
Listen here, dwarf.
Well, you want it permanent.
If you fuck up my downstairs mix-up, one more time, you're gonna walk the plank.
But then you'll fuck something else, and then you'll need me again.
Well, that's what I'm paying you for.
All right. Temporary it is.
Captain, cure a man's disease. He's cured for a day. And I think you know how the rest of the saying goes.
No, actually I don't. And I don't like where it's going. Don't you have work to do? Get up there and work.
Aye, Captain.
See, this is what you can't talk to him. You try to tell him, oh, we can fix your problems, but no.
Hey, Jimbo. Yes, Captain. Can you make sure that dwarf is cut off for the night? Aye, sir.
I pat Nugget's shoulder. Sorry, friend. Got to get back to work.
Oh,
good luck.
Oh, it's okay. I got plenty of other ways I can remove his penis. let's see. What are we gonna do?
Like somebody's walking the plank the next time they're drunk.
Oh, let's see. We can continue a flame. Oh, that would work. We could.
Hey, you elf, sing me a song. Do something fun.
I'm not fun.
What kind of bard are you?
The intellectual kind.
Doesn't exist.
The boring kind.
You entertain him.
I've already said no to that one. I've got bathrooms to clean. I'll be back.
Oh, wow. He gives Duger a look. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
As the day turns to night, you have this sense of ominous calm. As you see the four moons showing brightly against the dark background. There is one moon in particular that is shining the brightest, and it is Zithra's moon, the purple moon, the moon of chaos.
Oh, that moon looks so good tonight. Must be a chaotic night.
I say from the top of the bird's nest, crow's nest, I'm like, that's my favorite moon.
And why is that?
It's the brightest.
Always? Or just tonight?
Just seems to be very bright tonight, but I always think it's the best.
Okay.
Expect turbulent waters with these moon in the sky.
Duger, make a perception check.
1-0.
Everything looks fine to you. It looks like a beautiful evening. You're encaptured by the moon and the brightness. Everybody else make a perception check for me.
8.
Marza, what did you get?
9.
You also don't seem to see very much. It looks like a very beautiful, calm evening. Florian, what did you get?
1.
You were busy staring at Duger.
a little bit longingly, which is very odd. Nugget, what did you get?
13.
Nugget, you actually see something in the distance, but it's kind of hard to make it out. What about you, Tippletop?
11.
You also vaguely see something in the distance. However, it's not something that looks very familiar to you, as this is not your common way of travel, so you're not sure either as to what may be in the distance.
I yell down from the crow's nest at the other crew members, like, okay, who's up for a game of cards?
I'm up for a game of cards. No cards! Back to work!
Oh, but Captain, there's nothing out here. The dolphins already left.
You're a bloody idiot. You don't see that ship over there?
Ship? Oh, that ship. Yeah, of course.
Why did I hire these people? Oh, somebody take over the wheelhouse.
So as the time goes by and the captain takes over the other duties of actually looking at what's in the distance, Jibbo takes over the wheelhouse. You notice the boat is kind of rocking a little bit more than usual, almost as if maybe he's not the right person to be doing that. And as the captain looks, he points and says, "Can you see it now?" And you see the shiny glint of the moonlight hitting off of his hook as he's pointing towards what looks like a beautiful white ship. This white ship is almost translucent in the purple light. And as you guys look closer, you notice that the water is not creating a wake. And it's slowly approaching you.
Oh, fuck. Undead ship. Ah, crap.
What are those, common or something?
Oh,
priest, you're too paranoid. Not everything's undead.
Well, they're not dead. They're coming after us or something.
Or they're, you know, dead as in the type of dead that people who are alive are dead.
Well, we can agree that we all see it, though, right?
They're not bringing us a candy gram or anything.
Yeah, it looks kind of ghostly to me.
They might have booze.
Oh, let's go say hi.
But it's ghostly booze. They probably won't. Well, actually, they're spirits. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
oh, man.
No, I'm not laughing.
Why did I let this part on my boat? Listen up, all of you. I want to make one thing very clear. The primary crew members, not allowed on that ship. I don't care if there's treasure, and I don't care that that's possibly one of the most famous ships on the sea. Nobody's allowed on the ship.
Except for us, it seems.
Duger calls down. Nobody, you hear? Not you? Certainly not you.
We're not a part of the crew.
Yeah, and I kind of need to make up some treasure that was taken from me.
Yes, we paid for this.
So as the ship gets even closer...
I smell evil.
I climb down from the crow's nest.
I turn on my divine sense.
You sense a very strong evil presence emanating from the ship. It's almost overwhelming.
Everyone, I sense pure evil from the ship. Let's approach cautiously.
Hey, Marza, can I see your weapon real quick?
Of course.
You pull out your weapon. And I just reach out and just slowly stroke across it as magical glowing seems to emanate.
Yeah.
You now have a magical weapon.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead and mark that off your sheet for one spell slot.
I just watched that go down, just like bright eyed, just like, that was quite sensual for what it was.
I do the same thing all the time. You never complain.
Yeah, but the captain doesn't count.
True.
But that was... That was a sight for sore eyes. Listen up. That ship is old, what was his name? Old Bill. Bill Hackman. Old Bill Hackman.
The Captain Hackman?
I
never heard of him.
He's Headless Hackman. He lost his head years ago. He was trying to do business with some royals, and the guard caught up to him on a ship, and off went his head.
They hacked his head off.
I... They hacked his head off.
I'm going back to sleep.
So the story of old Headless Hackman, old Bill, he prowls these seas, looking for other pirates to join his crew, looking for people to take over and curse the 12 seas. If I were you, I wouldn't go anywhere near that ship.
That's just absurd. Who would do that? What's his pay rate, do you know? Hypothetically, you know. Curiosity.
Wow. Maybe you should go up there and ask him. Actually, that's a really good idea. Maybe you should take that dumb dwarf Nugget with you.
I'm not going over there. Fuck that.
There's plenty of alcohol over there.
He just said it wasn't good.
He's lying to you. Look at him. He's a dirty elf.
Fucking elves.
Oh.
Hey. Sorry, Jimbo. What do you do?
Is it coming towards us?
It is definitely coming towards you. It is almost parallel to Captain Blackbeard's ship.
So, Captain, what are you going to do? How are you going to kill something that's dead?
Don't ask me. I just pilot this ship. How would I know something trivial like that?
Well, you sail the seven seas.
12 seas.
12.
14. That's 86, even more. Who cares?
You should have a lot of experience with this.
Is it close enough for any of us to board yet, or...?
It's getting closer for you to board. You would have to... It's probably about 30 feet away now. So you could actually start throwing some ropes over and some grapple hooks and try to board the ship.
But the captain said not to do it.
Aye. Don't you be doing anything crazy. Well, actually, you know what? You and Duger. You, Nugget and Duger. You, go ahead. You're a priest. You'll be fine.
And I'm a leprechaun.
But I got 20%.
And he already said that it was only the crew that couldn't do it, so you've got the three of us too, right?
Yep.
Oh, they're not really my crew. Go ahead, Nugget. Go ahead, Duger. Have fun.
Crap.
Thanks, Captain.
Marza throws a rope over.
All right, so you see some grapple hooks actually attached to the railing of this ship, because this ship has been known to acquire other ships. So it's definitely within your grasp to do it. So go ahead and make a acrobatics check for me.
Duger will, as she's swinging the rope, just leap onto her back like a koala or a gorilla.
Make an acrobatics check. Are you contesting that?
No, I'm okay. Fine with that.
All right.
She likes it better.
I like things on my back.
Nat 20.
Oh, you hop on without any problem. I don't even think Marza notices it.
20, not natural though.
Modified 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you show the rest of the crew how a true grappler can actually throw that grapple. You just throw it right over, it locks in perfect place, and you're able to tie that rope without any issue.
If she really didn't notice me, I want to like wiggle down and walk around her like I just, like magic, I just ended up on this ship.
Okay. Are you trying to hide from everybody else while you do this?
No. Okay,
so other people can see that you're on her back.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you wee bastard.
Hey, that's what I was going to do.
Dimplebottom, are you heading over too?
Dimpletoe!
Oh, sorry.
And yes!
Well, you probably have dimples on your bottom. That's...
No, the only dimples I have are right... Oh.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to say it.
No, that was for later.
I would suggest you stayed over here, but... I can't force you.
All right, so everybody make a acrobatics check for me for boarding the ship. Except for Duke, of course.
And didn't Marza already do hers?
Ooh, nat
20. No, she threw the rope. She didn't go across.
Oh.
All right, yeah, so you hop on the rope and you walk over it almost as if you're walking on a bridge, and you hop off without any issue.
Nat 20 as well.
You... see Marza and immediately are inspired by this and follow suit perfectly, noticing this giggly little halfling sitting nicely on the edge of her bum as Marza doesn't notice and just hops on over. What about Nugget?
9.
You manage to get halfway there. You slip and fall on the rope and bounce a little bit and then crawl the rest of the way to the actual ship.
but you're crawling upside down, so it's very comical.
Like a sloth?
Pretty much like a sloth.
Dude, sloths rock.
And Florian, what'd you roll?
I rolled an 8.
Okay, Florian, you also follow... being uninspired by Nugget, you also end up doing the same thing, and you're basically crawling on the rope like a sloth, upside down, okay, trying to get to the very edge.
Stiffen those parts.
Okay.
The dwarves.
You guys board the ship. It looks pristine, almost as if someone just recently cleaned it. The floorboards actually gleam in the moonlight. That's how clean it looks. The first thing that you see on the side of the ship is a very long portion of it that is above the ship, top deck. And it looks like it has several rooms. And towards the bow of the ship, you see a little bit off in the distance, part of the wheelhouse and what looks like some sort of cabin. Where you're standing currently, you also see several doors lined up. One door that says above it on a sign, galley. And behind the ship, near the stern, it just goes. And you need to walk a little bit further to see it. All right, you guys have made it successfully on the ship. What do you do?
Wow, this place seems eerie.
I'm going to pop Midgey out.
The rest of you see, all of a sudden, this little pixie appear next to Florian. And she has blue skin with green ivy wrapped around her and very pretty butterfly wings.
Oh, she's kind of cute.
That's a fucking bug.
Hold your tongue.
Hello. My name's Duger. Nice to meet you.
She gives you a deep bow.
Well, to you too, he also bows.
She looks at you expectantly.
My dear, could you go and explore the cabin underneath?
She looks around. Make a persuasion check with disadvantage.
Nine.
She looks at you and she just shakes her head and then poof, she disappears.
Where'd you go? What's wrong?
I didn't even get her name.
Well, that was interesting. So there's a sign that says galley?
Yes, there's a sign near you that says galley to the right of you.
Okay, galley, booze. Okay, go in there.
So a galley's like a restaurant? Or yeah. No, the mess hall kind of?
Yes.
Mess hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, heading straight toward the booze.
Okay, so as you approach the galley, go ahead and perform your marching order. Who's opening up the door first?
Oh, if it's okay, Duger was going to make a beeline for somewhere else. Or would you...
That's fine.
Okay. He imagined which one of these rooms probably would where, like, the captain stay in Duger's mind.
All right, so go ahead and roll a history check. All right, so you vaguely remember that usually the largest room on the ship is where the captain would be. And judging by... Make a quick perception check.
17.
Yeah, so judging by just the layout and how everything looks, even the door itself looks a little bit nicer. If you look more to your right on this elongated ship, you'll actually see a door that... definitely looks like it's occupied by the captain.
Okay, I'll make a beeline for that door.
So we're going to go ahead and start with Nugget, unless anybody else is going to have an action?
Yeah, I'm going to move up behind... Marza will move up behind Nugget.
All right, so Marza's going up behind Nugget.
And then Tippletoe will move up behind Marza just in case she needs to cast something, she can.
Okay, and Florian? Where are you moving?
I'll pull up the rear, and I'll follow the dimple bottom.
All right. You reach for the door, Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
And as you reach for the door, Your hand turns the knob. The door feels a little bit tight. Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Strength.
Oh, shit.
4.
The door does not budge.
Okay, I'm going to hit the door.
All right, make an attack roll.
Strength? No, actually, I want to use my hammer.
Oh, okay.
Because if it didn't just open, it pissed me off. 16.
All right, so you give the door a good whack, and it just swings open.
Well, that worked.
Yeah, see, you should have done that the first time.
I'll call out to them as they're opening the door. You turn it left, not right.
Shut it. But true.
All right, Duger.
Okay, I'll walk up to the door, and normally for things like this, abandoned ships, you might be a little wary of traps, but a ghost ship, probably doesn't need to worry about it. He'll just go up to the door and try and open it.
All right, as soon as you put your hand toward the handle and you reach out and touch it, you are zapped for 1 point of lightning damage.
Whew, I have to put a little hitch in my giddy up.
What do you do?
Try again. With my other hand.
You take another 6 points of lightning damage.
Woo. Oh, ow.
Told you should just hit it.
Why don't you come over and show me how it's done?
I'm going to the galley. I don't know where you're going.
Okay. Moving back to Nugget.
What do I see?
As soon as you enter the galley, please make sure you guys do the marching order. Are you guys all going inside the galley, or is only Nugget going inside the galley?
We all are.
Yep.
Okay. So you actually smell baking bread in the oven. Smells light and flavorful with a hint of cinnamon. You see stew, some sort of broth stew, cooking on the stove.
The bread smells great in here, but oh god, no more stew.
Alright, they have bread, which means they have grain, which means they can make booze. Have to find booze.
As you turn to the right, you see this very elongated table. And on the table, you see bowls of stew and freshly cooked bread placed in a perfect, pristine order. The galley looks immaculate. You also notice that there are silverware set up, waiting for somebody to expectantly eat the food.
I'll also walk into the galley to try and find some water, something to soak my slightly burnt hands in.
Okay, so you're heading towards the galley.
Am I there yet, or just heading there?
You're almost there.
Oh.
So you're about at the door. So you also see at the very head of the table, Nugget, a big glass of wine.
Oh, it's already going to be drunk.
A piece of chicken, some sort of leg, that smells delicious. And a very long black key. Looks like the area is designed for the head of the ship.
Well, I don't care about the chicken, and someone can bother with the key, but I'm taking the wine.
I reach out and smack the wine out of his hand. No, I've warned you about the evil on this ship. Don't drink this.
Make a...
You're getting between me and a drink.
Make an acrobatics roll.
Then be fighting words.
5.
So you go to smack the drink out of his hand, and in the process of doing so, he sees this, and Nugget immediately grabs the drink and just slams it in one gulp. You just see him open his dwarven throat muscles and swallow it in one swift gulp.
Hell yeah.
It tastes strangely sour.
Drink worse.
I just shake my head.
All right, where's more?
All right, so you're searching the galley for more alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, make an investigation check for me.
Right. Okay. 16.
So underneath the cabinets there, you actually do find a very small barrel of liquid, and the sour smell that's emanating from it you can guess most likely it's of some sort of wine or alcoholic.
Okay, I'm going to grab the barrel and carry it with me.
Okay.
I'm going after the key.
Okay, so you approach the table and you see the key.
I, cautiously reach out and just quickly go, tap!
As you go to touch the key, nothing happens.
Oh, okay, not dropped. Grab the key. I look to Marza.
As you put the key in your hand, nothing happens.
Marza, I think this is going to be kind of important.
I agree.
Right. What do you do?
Start looking around for something the key can
put
fit into.
Put the key in.
Okay, in the galley, you see the table, you see food cooking, and you have the smell of what smells like delicious food, and that's pretty much it.
As I get to the galley, I'm kind of nursing my hands that are slightly burnt, but as he sees anything even slightly shiny, like the silverware, is it actual silverware made out of...
It is definitely silverware made of silver.
He'll clap his hands, like, here we go. And then he'll go to the silverware and start grabbing the silverware off the tables and start putting in his pouch.
All right, so you're now pilfering all the silverware from the galley. What are you doing, Florian?
I'm going to put this out there. Do you know where the captain's quarters are? Anyone? Any thoughts?
Oh yeah, it's probably next door. And then he'll just kind of nonchalantly put a thumb over his shoulder as he's kind of half paying attention, shoving silverware into his pouch.
Who would like to accompany me there?
I will. Maybe this key will fit.
Be careful. It's shocky.
Oh, good to know.
With you. So, Okay. Give me the marching order.
I'm headed out there as well.
Oh, no. We're looting. Well, I'm looking for more alcohol.
I want answers.
There's no more alcohol in the galley.
I don't trust it. So but I'm also watching my...
Who wants to go first?
I mean, we're friends, aren't we?
I'm sticking behind both of you.
Yeah, right. So I'm keeping an eye on you.
I don't know.
Screw those guys.
Now, before you do it, I heard the argument about the alcohol. Let me use my mage hand to do it, just in case. Well, if it's booby trap.
Let the mage hand use the key.
So.
All right.
So yeah.
You're going to use the mage hand to...
Yes, to...
Make an arcana check for me.
Eleven.
All right, so you manage to grab the key with your mage hand. And as you're trying to put the key inside of the lock itself, the mage hand drops the key.
Okay. Are you with me?
As soon as I finish up pilfering the silverware.
Okay. I'd say you're pretty much done. It's not that large of a table.
Okay, then I would head out. Be like, we're finally getting in here. Huh?
All right, I'll follow you.
Anyone have anything that you could use so you don't put your hand touching the door and touching the key?
Having performance anxieties there.
Something like that.
You put the key in the hole. It's sex ed.
Well, you know what? Here.
I have mage hand, but I can do better stuff with it than you can, so...
I figured. You're a deft little man.
Just stroke it.
So yeah, I'll use mage hand to pick up the key and...
Make an arcana check for me.
I'm using one of my luck points.
Go ahead.
Arcana...
Yes.
...is a 15.
All right, so you successfully... manage to grab the key and put it inside of the lock, and you turn the key into the lock, and you hear a subtle but significant click.
There you go. That's how it's done.
Well, that's where we had you do it.
Now, if you please. And he'll motion to the door for them to open it.
Yeah, go on in.
Marza walks up to the door.
Be careful, it bites.
And opens it.
It opens without any issue. It just creaks right open.
I walk in.
Okay. Do you guys follow?
Oh, definitely.
I follow, right between her legs.
Ooh.
Ah, Dugar.
He keeps doing everything I wanted to do.
He's doing everything I want him to do.
Oh, my God.
God.
I'm ignorant of anything going on.
So you see a very large and spacious room. It has nautical pictures and emblems hanging from the wall. One side, there's a nice-sized bed. Pristinely made. You could bounce a quarter off that bed, or in this case, you can bounce a gold coin off that bed. There's a beautiful window that looks out to the wheelhouse, and you can see the moon's shadow cascading through the actual window and shining on the room, silhouetting the bed in a nice purple glow. The room also has a desk with a perfect little notebook, a quill, and an ink pot. And there's also a wooden chest at the end of the bed.
I will go to the chest.
Okay.
And try and open it.
So as you approach the chest and you try to open it, are you guys all in the room now? Let's go ahead and move you in the room if you are.
Yeah,
put me in.
So as you go to open the chest and you reach your hand out and touch it, it opens fine.
Nice.
And inside the chest, you see Captain's clothes.
I'll rifle through them. Any, like, shiny buttons or...
Make an investigation check.
6, 4.
You find very plain-looking clothes. Nothing too much of a fashion. There might be some buttons, but they don't look like they're of any worth. They look very dull and metallic.
He'll still cut them off and pocket them.
Okay.
I'm going to head over and read that journal.
So you're heading to the notebook?
As am I. Right.
So as you guys approach the desk, who is going to reach out to the notebook?
I'll do it.
Okay, Florian.
I'm standing with my sword out, just keeping guard.
As you approach the desk and you reach out and you touch the notebook, the door shuts. All of a sudden, inside of the cabin, it goes dark. You can't see anything. Pitch blackness. All you see are dark red eyes staring at you from the window. And you'll find out next time on Alt-D20. Aww. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed our performance today. It really means a lot to us that you guys took the time to listen to it. I'd like, at this moment in time, to give a special thanks to all of our fans, to Nord Games for allowing us the opportunity to use their cards in our game. A special thanks to Sirenscape for the awesome sounds. Seriously, guys, if you don't have Sirenscape in your repertoire for DMing, I highly recommend it. I'd also like to give a special thanks, obviously, to my hosts. Thank you very much, guys. I greatly, greatly appreciate playing with you, and I look forward to all the other episodes we do. I also want to give a special shout out and thanks to Raphael, my neighbor, for helping me with the sound editing and equipment, hookups and so forth. I'd also like to give a special thanks to Ricky and Eric for helping me purchase the right sound equipment so that we can give you this show. Thanks again. Hope to see you guys soon, and game on.